I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T. Mr. 5-0, Psycho T. He going to make you a little cash a little bit later on T-Mill's best bets, but he is rolling. He's hotter than firecracker. 4 for 5 last Friday. Now 5 for 5. Now he's going to feel frisky. I bet he has 6 bets on the table tonight. At least 6 that... No, he's got 5.
I'm sticking with 5.
He's got 5 here that we know of. Probably an additional...
Got 11 total.
Clint, he's got 11 bets to get total. Rowan, you got it. Are you going to talk to us on the... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get on board. I was hitting the wrong button, man. I was hitting Tyler's... I'm sure I'm screaming.
My studio got real loud.
Yeah,
I'm going to jump on board. He's hot, man. You got to ride the heat wave, man. I'm going to jump on board with him again tonight, man.
Why not, man? Do it. He is hot right now. And tonight, the Astros get it going. And old Big C, Colton Gordon, 3-1 with an ERA under 4, gets the ball tonight. To start this thing off, Hunter Brown, Brandon Walter will pitch games 2 and 3 in this series. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I know there are going to be some people that go the other way with this and may even have some issue with what I'm saying here.
I already do.
Listen.
Hold on, Joe.
I will understand if this series can't. Is frustrating for Astros fans.
Hell no.
I will understand if the Astros don't potentially dominate this series like the records would indicate. This is one of the worst teams in baseball. They have 19 wins. I mean, at this point, I got to believe the attendance is dipping in Denver. At this point, I know I surely wouldn't be taking my happy ass out there to go out there for a 19-win team. And it may not be a lot of energy in the ballpark. And that's a weird place to play where the altitude and the ball goes out. So, listen, they have won, not won, but they the last 11 straight series, they have not lost. All right, they've either won them or split series in the last 11. And I'm not saying they're going to lose this one, but I am going to understand that it may not be easy to get up for the Colorado Rockies if this may be a sluggish series, first one start without Jeremy Peña. So I will understand if they may not be completely sharp.
I will not.
Against the Rockies.
I will not, and I completely disagree. I got a good reason, though, Ron. I got a good reason. Because I think Astros have passed. I think that's prone to happen. But this Astro team that's on the diamond right now, Colton Gordon can't take nobody light. Sorry. Colton Gordon can't take nobody lightly. I'm looking out there. Jake Myers, yes, can't take nobody lightly. You know, I mean, Cam Smith can't take nobody lightly.
Oh, come on, Clint,
Duvall,
man.
Can't take nobody lightly.
Y'all
Christian
Cowboys,
Walker, you got to get your ass right.
Could take people lightly, but some of them did.
I'm just telling you, this is... This team, the way they're built right now with all these injuries, I just don't think it's possible. I mean, anything's possible. I think you got too many guys out there that are fighting to keep a job. You got too many guys out there that are fighting to prove something. You got too many guys out there that aren't proven players in Major League Baseball to take a series off. I think this is a sweep. They better win two of them, and I'm riding Tyler's coattails. Hopefully there's some Astros bets on this. At the end of this hour, and I'm banking on the Astros. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely kicking ass this weekend.
This series. I think the Astros are one of the best teams in baseball, and they have been running on this stretch and playing to a certain level. I'm just saying I can see and understand how here in early July, going into a little holiday, they may take a little deep breath and maybe relax a little bit against this sorry ass team. I can see that. I'm not saying they're going to lose the series.
No,
but I won't be. See, I think for you, if the Rockies won this series, I think you'd be pissed.
Oh, hell yeah, I would be. I'm not going to be out on the Strohs, but yeah, I'll be pissed. Because that means I'm going to lose some money because I'm going to get in it with Tyler.
You're about to get running. Now just because they lose some don't mean that you ain't going to.
You can still hit some props,
You can still hit some money. This is just a tough one to get up for. But injury-wise, Clint, Spencer Urgetti, an important piece there. For those of you who are just joining us, he is throwing side sessions in Florida. Last one he threw was on the 27th. J.P. France has started to throw. He has been throwing more and more. He threw 26 pitches on the 27th. Luis Garcia, another one who could come and help this team. He has thrown a live BP 25 pitches. He threw those yesterday. Christian Javier has also been out with the elbow surgery. Threw two innings of live BP today in Florida. Also threw 25 pitches the 25th. Yordan Alvarez, a big one there, reported to Florida on Sunday, and he has begun to take live BP. So he is hitting more than just off the tee. Zach DiCenzo, D's nuts. He has not yet started to hit yet, so that's one to keep an eye on. He's got the left hand strain. That's what they called Yordan's at first, too. Chaz McCormick with the oblique. He has started to hit live BP in Florida. And then Jacob Melton had that ankle. And infielder Brandon Rogers, they are continuing their hitting and throwing progressions as well. So that is the injury situation there. To me, what sticks out is these pitchers, these starting pitchers, Clint, to go along with the injuries they have. What is it that you get from guys like Javier, France, and Garcia? Are they going to be able to be starters down the line? Are they going to be able to be bullpen guys? It looks like they're progressing, but that's going to be the question of what are you going to get from those cats?
Well, look, I think I would rephrase it, Ron, and just simply say, what do the Astros need? I mean, if Lance McCullers comes back and he's the guy that was, you know, in that third, fourth, fifth start, I guess it was, and more so than his struggles, then maybe you don't need him. If Spencer Urgetti comes back and is back in you know what he was before deciding to play long toss in left field during batting practice, if he comes back as the Spencer Urgetti that left us, then you know you don't need the J.P. France, Luis Garcia, the Christian Javier guy to be starters. You can use those guys in a long relief spot out of the pen if you need them. I think it's more about what the Astros need versus what these guys can do. What does Lance McCullers do? What does Spencer Urgetti do when he comes back? And if those guys come back ripping and roaring the way we hope they do, then all of a sudden now you're back to having a slew of pitchers that can be arms out of the pen or, you know, five starters in a six-man rotation. But what do the Astros need? Hopefully we get to that point. The key here with all the injuries you just read, the cavalry's coming, baby.
Yeah, starting to come. They definitely got some trade deadline guys that are in Florida right now that could really change this team.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. Last night, free agency started right as we went off the air at 6 o'clock. We saw the first move that the Rockets made. If you missed that, that was very, very late. Tyler had to hit the breaking news sounder late in the 5 o'clock hour as a free agent wing. Dorian Finney-Smith agreed to a four-year, $53 million deal to sign with the Rockets. And then also last night, the Rockets, they signed a former Rocket. You remember him during the Harden years, Clint Capella, to a three-year, $21.5 million deal. And when you look at this group, I mean, this is a team that can go deep now. This is a team that appears to have playoff experience from last year. They have championship experience with Kevin Durant and Fred VanVleet and Jeff Green, who's on this roster as well. They are positioning themselves to be one of the best teams in basketball. And Clint, to me, what really, really stands out is clearly Tillman Fertitta, the head of this thing, Raphael Stone, who he brought in to run things, and Ime Udoka, Clint, they clearly had a plan. They had a game plan when this sucker ended. Hell, I bet Raphael Stone had this game plan rolling, maybe game two of the first round of the playoff series. They had a game plan, Clint, and it appears every. I wonder if they ever had to go to Plan B with Durant, go and get Finney Smith. That's one of the first calls we heard Kelly Iko of the Athletic say they made. Bam, got him, and then they got a backup center. It is great to see them in the position they are and them take full advantage of where they are and the resources they have to put themselves in the best position to win a title.
Yeah, we'll see if it bears fruit. The Clint Capella get is – I'm just a fan. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's an absolute game changer.
You like Big C?
I'm just first a fan, name. Yeah. I'm a fan. His first – he got a tremendous first name, but I'm just a fan of what he put on the floor every night. The first time he was here, so it's good to see him come back. I do think that Steven Adams and keeping him fresh and load managing him throughout a long season, keeping him ready for the playoffs. We saw this year how he was able to contribute and impact games in the playoffs. So Clint Capella being that answer, I think that is a huge answer. It's not just a role player that can chew some minutes through a long season. I mean, Clint Capella is a guy that can help you along the way and when it matters the most. So. I love the moves the Rockets have made top to bottom.
I mean, doesn't it feel like Clint Capella is supposed to be older than 31 years old?
Sure does. Sure does.
I mean, he got in this thing with the Rockets at 20, so he returns. They are putting together exactly the championship-level parts that you need. It wasn't just, let's go get Durant. They've gone and got Durant, and they've continued with their plan to fit things around their young stars. And now with the shooting they're adding, you should see more space for Şengün. You should see more space, hopefully, for Durant. And most importantly to me, more space for a guy like Amen Thompson. So that is the latest there. The Rockets continue to have an amazing offseason thus far since this thing has got going when the season ended.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Other news in the NBA, Clint. This was kind of wild, and I think it kind of shines the light on the decision for Raphael Stone, Ime Udoka, and Tillman Fertitta to go in and get aggressive to go and get Kevin Durant, because the other name you were hearing were Giannis. Well, ESPN story there. They have there the Milwaukee Bucks had a stunning release of Damian Lillard. He was owed still $113 million. Obviously, he had the torn Achilles, so he's going to probably miss the entire season. They went ahead and just waived him and deferred that money down the line. They waived him and then brought in Miles Turner, which means the Pacers, their center, takes a big hit for the Pacers. Obviously, their season is a little odd with Tyrese Halliburton going to miss the entire season. But it looks like the Bucks, they bring back Gary Trent, they bring out some other moves. It looks like the Bucks are the team in the East saying, all right, we're going to keep Giannis and try to build this thing up to try to make a run. So I think even more with the Rockets, it's big that they went ahead and got aggressive to get Kevin Durant, because it looks like the Bucks the whole time has really been trying to improve their team for him instead of moving him.
Ron, it no matter how bad it is, if you've got Giannis and you're in the East with the shape of the East right now, you got to feel like you could piece a couple of things together and be the favorite out of the East, or at least one of the top two or three teams. And make a significant run.
The coachless Knicks are probably the team that's at the top right now, when you look at the injuries to the Pacers and the Celtics.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. That makes sense for Milwaukee to just say, man, let's stand pat and let's see this thing out at least another year, and let's make some aggressive moves and see if we can't at least run the East.
I'll be honest, I don't think Giannis wants to leave.
I don't know. I mean, that's sure enough. I would think he got enough of it.
It is very weird to say. Like, my man loves him some Milwaukee. But, I mean, I think he really loves that community and has done a lot there and is really...
The only reason he loves that community is because he ain't lived nowhere else.
He's lived in a lot of places. Maybe not in the States, but he's traveled to all these places.
He's traveled all of them. You can't tell me, like, you and I know this is extreme, but.
Here you go.
I mean, look, a buck in Milwaukee. Not to mention, get me started on that. Are you kidding me?
A buck in Milwaukee.
A buck in Milwaukee. Why you could be a Miami Heat in Miami.
I don't think that's him, though.
You could be a Laker in L.A. or a Clipper in L.A.
He doesn't get off on that.
Does he not?
I don't think so.
I mean, he had a BJ Bell. I don't know.
Nick in New York.
Come on, man.
I'm on one of those.
Come on, man.
He likes Milwaukee.
Well, he's liked it long enough.
He loves cheese.
He just needs Chick-fil-A.
Had that Chick-fil-A? Yeah, 50-piece of Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
His family loves it there. What's the cheese curds? He loves him some good cheese curds. I don't think he wants to leave. He's had every opportunity to force himself out.
The world at his fingertips. He's in Milwaukee. You think he lives there in the off season?
Best dairy a life could find.
I think he partly lives there. He might live out of the country.
Where's he from?
Greece.
He's a Greek. Well, he is.
Well played, sir.
He is Nigerian.
I didn't mean that to come out sounded as much like that as it did.
No, that was a great point.
Yeah, the Greek freak. That'll get you.
Jackass.
That'll get you every time. All right, let's have this conversation. With all the moves that have been made, Jabari Smith Jr. just got $122 million from the Houston Rockets. He damn sure has new expectations right now. What are they? What are the expectations for Jabari Smith Jr.? Because this past year he averaged 12.8 points a game, 7 rebounds, and just over an assist. What are the new expectations for a guy making nearly $25 million for a team that has championship aspirations? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. Where are you?
I might have a chance to get myself in trouble on Thursday.
Oh, did I run that from you?
You did.
Just a little.
That's all right. I was about to talk about it. You know, awesome. There it is. Awesome calls coming up Thursday as myself and Reggie from In the Loop. We will have the Reggie and Ron Radiothon coming up on Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That means myself and Reggie, we're going to be on air from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we are trying to help feed Houston. We are helping to raise money for the Houston Food Bank, and that's coming up on Thursday, and we need your help. We really do. We need your help to be able to accomplish that. This is a place that still, at this point, and has always had to feed over a million people in this great city, over 18 counties, and at this point, they are still expected to do that, and their budget has been cut by $11 million. They're 40 pounds less in terms of food that they have. So that is something that we are also looking to try to help them with. If you've got food, donations, all of that will help. We're trying to do that and raise as much as we can. We'll have a number for you. We're trying to raise as much as we can coming up on Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on that time. We got some surprises there for you that you will hopefully enjoy, and hopefully you will help us out. By the way, if you want to get started here, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That's going to be the number to text on Thursday. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. As again, we are trying to raise as much money for the Houston Food Bank, and hopefully you guys will be there to help us help so many people in need, and them to just give them a small assist on all the great work that they're doing around this city. But I just said, Clint, I'll be on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Clint Tyler, I could. That's a long time for me to potentially get myself in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine, especially if you have a couple more mornings leading up to it like you had this morning, I'd imagine that you can come in pretty hot.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna start practicing tonight.
You start practicing your trouble, the area where you get in trouble?
I'm trying
to stay out of it.
I'm gonna just go 12 hours and just kind of talk tonight. See what that looks like. Should be fun. Stay with us Thursday coming up as we continue here, right here on The Drive. Clint, 12.8 points, 7 rebounds, just over an assist. All right, deal with that. Hey, young player coming up. Clint, rookie, you drafted. All right, he's contributing to a team that was the number 2 seed, came off the bench, all of that. Cool. Clint, now he's making a contract extension that is 5 years, $122 million, Clint. Nearly $25 million a year. I don't know that he won't catch a lot more negativity from the fan base if his season and his numbers look like that, to where he is not playing more than 20 minutes in a playoff game in the lone series they had. I think the expectations are higher, and when you get paid the way he got paid, and listen, it's not breaking the bank or anything. It's like we're probably going to see more players on this team get paid more than that. In fact, Şengün does. But it is still something that changes things. And that's why I said on the tees, what is the new expectations for Jabari Smith? And to me, I look at it, Clint, and I look at guys like Chet Holmgren, who was like the third wheel on their teams. And Chet Holmgren went in there and got you 15-8, but obviously was huge on the defensive end and the floor, where he had over 2 blocks a game. I'm not saying that that's something that he should be doing. I do think he should be in the range of that, Clint. To me, 15, 8 to 10, shot blocker defensively. To me, that should be the expectation. And if he is able to bring that where he's like clearly the third or fourth guy there behind, you know, Durant, Şengün, and Thompson, like that to me should be what at least the new expectation is.
Oh, I think that's more than fair. At the very least, I think he should be the fourth best player, fourth most dependable player. Now, how you shape that in terms of how much of that ranking do you put on the defensive end of the floor? How much of it do you put on shooting? You know, I think that's a very fair and realistic expectation. Now, to me, the question is, the first question is how well can he feel the Dylan Brooks role? And I'm not talking about Dylan the villain. I'm talking about being a defensive, maybe not specialist, but a huge plus on the defensive end of the floor. Think he's off to a good start to do that, right? How can he shoot it at a 40% clip?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. We hadn't seen him in that starting role, right? Can he shoot it at a clip that we saw Dylan Brooks shoot it at? Can he feel Dylan Brooks' role, maybe not his shoes, let's say his role, right? But number two is, you know, what, and this is what intrigues me the most, and maybe it's the simple fact that it's an unknown because we hadn't seen him much as a starter, if any at all, is what does his ceiling look like? I think you can, again, I mentioned a lot of the young guys. Like, I look at Şengün, and I think I love his game. I think it's low to the ground. It's going to age really well. And I don't know that we're going to see throughout his career all of a sudden this Şengün blossom into something that's significantly better than what it is or different than what it is right now. I look at Amen Thompson. I'm not real sure how long it's going to take or if it's going to happen at all that Amen Thompson is going to become a good enough shooter to be the player that we expect him to be, right? To me, for whatever reason, the Jabari Smith player intrigues me because it seems like he doesn't have to do a whole lot more than just get some legit playing time to get run, to get to where you're talking about. You know, 15, 17 points, whatever, a game. Like, I think more minutes, he's there. Right? The question to me is how high is his ceiling? And I ask that not knowing the answer, not saying that I think he's – like, I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, you do have to take into account, like, obviously he's going to get more minutes, but he's
playing with a...
But he's playing with Kevin Durant, who's going to get shots. He's playing with Alfred Şengün, who they will run the offense through. Now, he should get open shots, open looks to the shooting point that you're talking about. I just... That's the other part is I see people rolling in like, oh, he could be a star. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying we gotta be realistic like right now on this team kicking this thing off. I mean, he is at best offensively the third option at best. And that's if Amen Thompson and Fred VanVleet don't see themselves as that. And those are two guys who will have their hands on the ball, you know, more than he does. So I just want to be realistic of, I don't know that this is the year that he takes a jump to being, you know, a star. If we look at it, man, year one, he averaged, 12-8 per game. Year two, 13-7, and last year, 12-2. You know, that's what his averages per game and points were. And he should jump up and play more. Now, we have seen him. He started 76 and 79 games his first 2 years and still was around the same amount. He only played 57 and started 39 yet last year with a hand injury. But I just think if you're viewing him in the 3 or 4 range of a, you know, offensive threat, that works. But I do think, hey man, 12 ain't going to get it. 12 for somebody making 25 a year, like that it's going to have to be 12, and it's going to have to be a hell of a addition of other things that he's doing. But he's got to rebound big time. That's got to be a big thing for him, and he's got to be a shot blocker, because right now you could argue he is their best shot blocker on the court. When Şengün, that's not really his thing.
Yeah.
He's the best shot blocker on the court. So that is something he can add.
Boy, you see what Denver's doing?
What else did they do?
They added Valanciunas.
Oh, did they? Oh, they went and got another big, huh? Get big. How about that?
They just had the four ads that they've – the four
– Seems like somebody wants to add centers.
Yeah.
Lakers don't seem to.
Lake Show.
Lakers centers.
They're going to get DeAndre Ayton.
It feels like that's going to happen. Yeah. It feels like that will happen. I don't know how I feel about that, but – we'll see. DeAndre Ayton went over Luka. I believe that's the draft he was in. DeAndre Ayton went over Luka. All right, coming up as we continue here, Tyler's going to make you a little cash. Tyler's going to make you a little best bet. Stay tuned for us with that. And, the Texans look good in the South, but – there is a potential team behind him. Which way will they go? How much will that determine the issues the Texans may have with teams behind them in the South? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
You got this, or you want to give us this breaking news, Tyler?
Oh, no, I want to deliver it.
Okay.
Fellow Astros fans, pull that belt tight and be prepared to say as many four-letter words as you can like I just did. Breaking news from Chandler Rome. Slugger Yordan Alvarez has suffered a setback in West Palm Beach, Dana Brown has said. He reported hand soreness after taking some swings on Monday, and Yordan Alvarez has been shut down for the Houston Astros. Alvarez is going to see a specialist in the next 48 hours, a hand specialist, I guess, which will let the Astros know more at that time. But son of a...
I think we have to bring in the possibility that Yordan is out for the season.
Oh, 100%. If not greater worries, and, but right now that is the focus.
I think we've got to bring that in, and Clint, those people got to stop looking at him. Somebody else has to come in and look at his hand. Somebody else had to. This 60% to 80% BS that they keep rolling into, and now this is the second time they've had to shut him down. They shut him down the first down because they missed it and they didn't see that his hand was broken already. And now and now they've had to shut him down after the damn GM went on their flagship and said, "Oh, there's an outside chance that Yordan might be able to get his ass on a plane and join us in LA, but realistically, he'll play against the Guardians when we come back to the Daikin."
The Daikin.
And now
make me smile right now.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. My fault. We're gonna have to shut him down. He's experienced soreness again. Like this is out of control. This is wild. And like I said, Clint, the possibility of him being out for the year has got to be on the table at this point.
Well, I mean, for 3 or 4 years now, we've almost tongue in cheek laughed about how they handle injuries and how they talk to the media and how they report things and players reporting themselves, you know, on their injuries and things of that nature. And this is when it bites you in the ass. I mean, you got one of the best players in baseball, one of the best hitters in baseball, and as you've said, you've botched this deal multiple times on something that seems like it should be fairly easy to diagnose and get right. I mean, at this point, he'd have been better off breaking it, putting it in a cast and letting it heal and then coming back.
I think, yeah.
This
I think
absurd.
He did break it. I just.
I didn't mean to crack it, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know, man.
If he's shut down right now.
The frustrating part of this is that nobody in their right mind has any confidence in the Astros' ability to keep these guys healthy.
And nor should they. And now you have people texting in, Yordan is soft. He's the biggest, softest MF I've ever heard of. His hand's broken, guys. And he keeps having people tell him, no, man, you good. You go out there and swing. His hand's broken. I don't know. They had people who said it was inflammation, and they were running him out there having to swing his hand. He's telling them, man, something's off. His hand's hurting. Your hand's broken, folks. You can't swing a baseball bat.
Oh, wait. There's a crack in it. God, dude.
I just, like, this is like, absurd. I'm a walk it up. I don't know how your mindset is, but Yordan is soft. Like, we got to figure out what the hell is going on around here that your most important player, your best player, can't seem to get it right from a medical standpoint to know what the hell's going on with it.
I just picture a bunch of little interns, like, Googling WebMD for, like, any and all Astros health concerns. They're just over there typing away, looking, staring at the x-ray best they can.
And to the point that Clint was making, just let it out, Tyler. To the point that Clint was making, this isn't the first time that we've run into players having odd, wrong assessments of what's happening to them. This is not, no offense to these people, this is not Jacob Melton. This is not Zach DiCenzo.
Well, Ronnie, it gets to the point where guys like Yordan, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how he and his representation aren't handling this themselves. And maybe they are, maybe they're getting it wrong. I don't know. But, like, if I'm a player, especially one of a Yordan Alvarez caliber player, and I get injured, the Astros ain't dealing with me. The Astros have, other than my day-to-day routine of whatever my doctors tell me I need, other than can them facilitating that, the Astros don't, they're not going to decide when I'm on swing. They're not going to decide when I'm healthy. They're not going to decide what percentage my fracture is healed. Like, they're not, you're getting to a point where you're just like, and I would have already been there. Like, I don't know how Yordan Alvarez at this point.
After the two knees.
I'm just talking about after the Bregman deal, after the Tucker deal, after all these elbows that are getting blown out. Like, at what point, if you're a player, do you just go, hey, man, I'm not trusting these cats? Like, I would think Yordan was already there. I'm not saying it's Yordan's fault, but I just, for me, if I'm Yordan Alvarez, man, what the hell are you doing? What is your representation talking about? Like,
Tyler.
Back when I was playing, this would make sense. In 2025, where everybody has private coaches and private specialists, and there's doctors, specialist doctors on, This just doesn't make sense.
It's so crazy. By the way, Tyler and Cheryl are knee-deep in it, trying to find the timeline of this, of when he got when he first got injured. Yeah. They put him on the IL.
I bet Cheryl finds it first.
I bet this is does. We're rolling into the Kyle Tucker situation real quick again. If you're just joining us, Yordan Alvarez, according to Chandler Rome, suffered a setback again. I added that again part in West Palm Beach. Dana Brown said he reported hand soreness after taking some swings on Monday and has been shut down. Again, I added that also. Alvarez will see a specialist in the next 48 hours, after which the Astros hope to know more, is what Chandler Rome had to say of The Athletic. You have a bit of a timeline?
I do. So going back here, the IL date for one Yordan Alvarez, that was May 5th. And it was to the 10-day IL, retroactive to May 3rd, actually.
Okay.
So expected return was initially before the All-Star break. Clearly, that's not happening.
I was 40 when Yordan initially got injured.
Are you 41?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I thought you just turned 40.
No.
I'll be damned.
Went to New York for 40.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
And then he was swinging, and then they shut him down before, which was, what, a month ago, and now they've had to shut him down again. This is just...
it's a dumpster fire. It's not good.
This cannot happen to him.
This is one of the few ways you can kill the vibe around a squad that has won 11 straight series.
I pray that Jeremy Pena is going somewhere to get some other...
great point. Yeah, if you're Jeremy Pena...
Pena might have 8 broken ribs. We may not have a spleen issue. You know, I mean, we don't know what these guys
iron are. Deficiency.
Somebody has to.
I got one of those.
Me too.
Somebody has to get. Somebody's got to lose a job over this. Like, we've got to make some changes. I mean, anybody at your job, I've seen people lose their jobs for less.
Bistros ain't loyal.
I think less. Multiple people.
Well, this is not good.
This is insane. And we're just rolling with the same folks. I mean, this guy he's had two major setbacks where he is shut down. And they are at risk that this man never playing this season.
Yeah.
It feels huge.
Because what it feels like we're going to hear is this cat's going to need hand surgery.
Sure as hell does, man.
Right? We've been shut down. Can't figure it out. Oh, Lord. Thought it was inflammation. Oh, no. It actually is a break. And how the hell are they getting it? Oh, 60%. 80%. Mm-mm. And now...
pulling them numbers right out their bums. Which is such it's just insulting to, like, us as fans, like, our intelligence, to be honest. Like, it really, we have our fun with it and how the Astros have gone about these injury things. Now I'm just annoyed, and I'm pissed off, and it's got to be remedied.
You're not lying from the text line. Let it out, Tyler. You're not lying.
Oh.
Why has he not seen an effing specialist already? I wonder if this... This can't be the first time he's seen a specialist,
right?
If
it is, shame on him.
On him, yeah.
Absolutely shame on the Astros, but we're at a point where the Astros are the laughing stock of Major League Baseball when it comes to dealing with these injuries. I mean, it's embarrassing how they handle injuries and how they handle communicating the injuries or how they handle not communicating. It's clear that Astros players, with any injury that forces you to miss time, should get a second opinion immediately. If it's a hand, you should see a hand specialist immediately. If it's a foot, you should see a foot specialist immediately.
Hell, head to the urgent care, whatever. Bro. Like,
yeah, patients over in Baytown, really good place, man. Good people. They can probably help you out a little bit. Yeah, no, it just...
I mean, are there machines, like their X-ray devices and their MRIs? Like, are all those up to date over there at Daikin?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. The other part is how they handle it. Why would they put this press release out here today?
Because they don't give an ish.
Why would they put this out here and have Yordan Alvarez report it to Florida on Sunday and begin taking live BP? It's Tuesday.
this injury didn't just sneak up on you. This came out at like 4:30. Why would they have him on this list? Says, oh, begin taking live BP on Sunday. Well, what happened Monday? We know now.
Good Lord, man.
The general manager just said there's an outside chance that he will make the trip to L.A., which is the next series, and now he's seeing a hand specialist who's been shut down.
Like that comment alone, like, get the hell out of here. You are insulting me.
Followed by, oh, yeah, he'll play against Cleveland here.
Outside chance my ass.
Sorry, Jordan's injury took over the rest of the show. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access.
Shins and hands, man.
Area 45. They'll have a lot on this as well as they'll discuss that. Also, check out T-Mill's best bets at T-Mill Real Deal. You can see all of his bets and win some money. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Astro staff, their training staff, bad job. Will, appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with us. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Always seems to know the way.
Cut it out, Jeffrey.
Tyler, is that who it is? Is it Jeffrey?
Yep.
Tyler did a little digging.
The hell, Jeff.
The truth of the matter is, you got Tyler good and worked up.
No,
it was faceless. You didn't know. You were hoping it was sure a female. Did. You were good and worked up. No doubt about it. You were smiling.
And had you known if Jeff was a Julia, who you don't want to make a fool of you, you would have geared it up.
Julia Gulia.
Oh, Jeffina would have had you going.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.